All right, I'm here with the commissioner of the IHSA, Paul Neidig. Paul, you're getting ready for the boys' basketball state finals. COVID restrictions have relaxed. It feels a lot more normal. Nobody has to be masked unless they want to be. Just kind of what is your overall assessment of how, like, the last year has gone with, you know, fall and into spring sports to get us here?
Well, I always start this with thankful. I'm thankful to be able to work in Indiana with the people that we have here, because nowhere else in the country have they been able to do what we've been able to do here, and certainly understand the importance of kids and participating and communities gathering for events has been so important. And we're back. It looks normal. It feels normal. And we want to keep it this way. And, you know, our kids deserve to play in front of full houses and enthusiastic crowds.
Well, they certainly had that in the semi-state at all these four different sites. Places were crazy. What was your assessment of just seeing how everything was and how everybody was received?
Well, it was an incredible weekend at the semi-state. I was down at the Hatchet House in Washington, but keeping tabs on other facilities across the state, and we were standing room only in a lot of places. And the school colors were in full display in their community sections, and it was just an incredible weekend of high school basketball.
When you look at getting ready for this this upcoming weekend, there are some coaches that haven't been here before, some who have, but what's been your responses from, you know, some of the people who haven't been here, and they get to experience something new that's going to be special?
Well, we've just been talking to the coaches today, and we have six coaches or six schools that have never participated in the state finals here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse or any state finals for the IHSAA in basketball, and that just brings a different level of excitement. Also apprehension. They don't know what to expect. But that's a good problem, and we're happy to be able to help them through this week and get the plans done for traveling their teams to Indianapolis and practice and the banquets, and there's a lot that goes on.
He's the commissioner of the IHSA, Paul Neidig, joining us right now. Yeah, I know you used to be in coaching more before you became the commissioner. Any advice you would give to these coaches who are experiencing this for the first time?
You know, I think they need to understand this is special, but keep it real. Keep it simple. Don't let the little things upset the day-to-day activities that their teams usually go through throughout the regular season. They need to continue to do what got them to this point of the year. And don't understand how big a stage this is, but don't be scared of this stage and have fun with it along the way.
You took over during a somewhat awkward time while COVID was still a much bigger problem than it is now. Have things slowed down for you? How have things gone for you since you've kind of eased into the job as the commissioner?
Well, you know, I slow down, I don't think will ever happen. but that's okay. This is not a retirement job. This is a job that you go to promote high school athletics across this state, and keeping the education word in front of athletics is something that we're focused on a daily basis. And I hope I never get bored. I don't think I will. And we're going to continue to work and push the envelope as much as we can.
Baseball and softball season in full swing. I know you guys, anything special planned for the state finals there? I know we had some restrictions last year.
Yeah, we're wide open. And outdoors is certainly a different set of things you have to look at, but we're going to be wide open. We're going to be full house. And, you know, if it goes like the fall and the winter is here, we get to our softball and baseball and track and field, we're going to have a full house next year or this spring, and we're excited about that. You know, I just want our folks to come, enjoy the opportunity to watch kids participate for their local communities.
Well, that's all I've got, Commissioner. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just want to say thank you to the fans, the people who support what we do here in Indiana. Again, Indiana is a special place. I have an opportunity with a lens to look at all states, and I can tell you I don't want to do it anywhere else other than Indiana, because Indiana is just good-hearted people who really care about this state.
He's the commissioner of the IHSA, Paul Neidig. Paul, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.